Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one, and respect the toad. Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. If you're going to the Warped Tour date, that is Tuesday, July 18th. Sean will be there handing out copies of Let's Have a Good Day, Volume 1. Plus, there's a ton of Rain merch that you can get there. Probably cop it for way cheap, maybe free, who knows. Go visit the tent, go visit them online, love them, like them, do all that. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony, CC Cincinnati.
What do you mean, like you're in an email chain?
Listen, see, you see what I'm saying, see?
Oh, you just say see a lot?
You hate that, don't you?
Well, since someone heard us before the podcast, good one.
See.
All right, dude, so you seen anything cool lately?
Seen anything?
Yeah, do you see anything cool?
They don't need to know the jokes. They just need to know that I annoy you.
Yeah, good one.
See? You're annoyed.
No, not at all. I'm just saying it's just weird. It's like, oh, hey, here's an inside joke that no one's privy to, so I'm going to make it a bunch. It's like, wait, why? They don't understand it. Yeah.
What's that matter?
Well, you know, usually
we
like,
talk about people we know personally. We make inside jokes all the time.
No, we never do.
Deep impact literally is an impact joke.
It's an inside joke. That was birthed on the podcast on air.
No, I thought of that way earlier, but then I brought it up on the podcast.
No, you didn't. If you listen back, I start the thing because I was like, what, how many deep impacts would you give it? That's how we start the scale.
Oh, I thought of it though.
Okay. What'd you see?
I didn't see anything this week.
At all?
Nah.
No news.
News? No, you didn't. You asked me if I saw anything.
Saw anything? Cool,
read
this week.
Any news
or saw some news?
I was in a rainstorm and this squirrel was hiding on the other side of the tree when the rain was coming really hard down on the other side of the tree. So it was like a smart squirrel. It hid away from the fucking power of the wind by getting on the opposite side of the tree, and I filmed him doing that.
What goes through your brain that's like, this will be a good story?
Well, I was like, dude, it's really cool. It's topical.
How's it topical?
Because it just happened. It was a storm. That storm just happened.
Huh.
Trees fell.
Good one. I went and saw a new movie, so I saw a bunch of trailers.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I saw this trailer for this movie called Wonder.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about this like little disfigured kid. It starts out with him in like an astronaut helmet.
Oh, you're going to love this.
It's his first... time in school, like around people, but he's like super disfigured, so they take the helmet off and he's got like all this fucked up shit, and like little kids are like, why don't you get plastic surgery? He's like, this is after 27. Like, he's just real fucked up. Looks like a very Simon Birch uplifty movie, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know, it looked interesting. Probably won't see
it in
theaters.
I rated it a 4 out of 10.
You haven't seen it. I also saw, have you seen the commercials for Geostorm?
I was rating the story.
Yes. Are you mad about your squirrel fucking shit story?
I give that one a 7.
I give that one a 1 because it fucking has nothing to do with anything.
And well,
like, the squirrel was so neat and cool.
Like, it matches my rating of you.
It hid behind this like tree, like from the wind and shit. I was like, what? Basic survival? Like, how is that fucking neat?
Oh, it's so neat, dude. Nature.
Nature. But have you seen the Geostorm trailer?
Yeah.
Like, all the shit's falling down. We control the weather.
Well, yeah.
So, did you know that, like, in the movie, the dude's going up into space to fix it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that, because the first trailer I saw was like, we control the weather from space, but that's about it. And now, tornadoes.
Yeah, so, no. Yeah, I know that that's, like...
The premise?
A bunch of fucking satellites and, like, little missiles that, like, make it... They disperse clouds and all that bullshit.
Right, and then, like, something happens to where the... Like, Afghanistan or something gets hit by, like, a fucking, like, ice storm and, like, a bunch of people die.
And they're like, oh, God, there's tsunamis in areas that aren't tsunami areas.
Yeah, why is this hitting a city?
Why am I frozen in the desert? And
it is weird. Like, I mean, like, the whole, like, fucking natural disaster movie still has not, like, Hollywood's like, we'll get one. I promise.
What's another title for the same premise
Yeah.
of the other movies?
2012.
No, this one's demon science.
Well, it's almost like, hey, guys, we need, all right, we know how to make tornadoes look pretty good these days, and waves and all that shit. So, can you give us a premise? They're like, we control the weather, and someone has to go to space to save us. Done. Here's $100 million.
I really like that, you know, when we have, hang on 1 second. Go away! Oh, Kitty was scratching the door.
Rapping at the door?
Yeah, rapping like a fat douche.
Yeah, our fat raven, our fat orange raven.
He's a fat raven that just sleeps all day and then has furball throw up.
Yeah, he's been throwing up a lot in the house.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, and I just like how it's sort of like from Twister. They're like, well, we can put one big Twister on screen. It's going to look dope. They're like, put 40 mini Twisters that look like pencils on the screen. So they have to dodge them like they're fucking asteroids.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, like, and Twister also had, like, what would they call it? The water spouts? They're like, oh, my God, they're twins. Like, I was like, they don't say that.
Jeez.
There's no storm tracer being like, look, they're twins.
Oh, look, pair of twins.
No, he's like, oh, fuck, now there's two tornadoes. We got to get Dorothy up in the air.
Cain and Abel are coming at us.
Cain and Abel, they weren't twins. They were brothers, I'll give you that.
How do you know they weren't twins, though? Did they ever specify?
Yeah, in the Bible.
Oh, they told you about what they look like?
No, they just said they were born separately. Hence why they're not fucking twins.
Maybe they were just...
real late twins?
What's it called?
Fraternal?
Fraternal.
That's when you still have them at the same time. They're just different sacks. They don't come from the same egg.
I'm just saying... minutes apart or years apart? What are we talking?
Years.
Have you ever seen my brother? We look like a fucking mirror image.
Not at all.
I know.
You have olive skin. He looks like he's afraid of the sun.
Yes, he has a baby fish. You can see his heart through it.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, you can see every vein.
Dude, I rip on... never mind. Yeah, I rip on a lot of people. I made some good pale jokes lately.
Oh, really? You've been seeing a lot of pale people?
Well, we were making fun... I was talking to this girl, and she's like... I was like, is your boyfriend also, like, the same... Is he tan like you? And she's like, no, he's super white. I was like, oh, like... milk, like a little spill of milk, but you can still see the floor under it kind of white, or like cloud white, or like, you know, mayonnaise.
Man,
white.
You were killing it.
Or like, I was thinking of all these white things, and it is cracking everyone up, dude.
You had to be there.
Really, it's because I'm filled with so much anger right now that I can't recall the funny, like, stylings.
Yeah.
It was funny then.
Okay. Well, I'll work on my time machine. We'll go back and I'll laugh.
You'd never be allowed.
I saw a preview for Pitch Perfect 3. Have you seen any of the Pitch Perfects?
Guess for me.
I'm going to say no. I thought they were baseball movies. But I guess I was thinking of Fever Pitch.
Yeah, you were.
Not like I thought Pitch Perfect was like, yeah, someone like, oh, I'm going to the minor leagues. Now I'm in the majors. No, it's about a girl singing group. I was way off.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's literally like...
And now this one, it looks like there were parts that it was kind of funny. Like, they're like, they meet like the other singing group that they had to face off with. It's very much like Bring It On. Do you remember that cheerleading movie?
Yes.
They're like, this is like, this is Chastity. This is blah, blah, blah. They all end up itty. And then like the big girl of their group's like, oh, if I joined your group, I could be Obesity. And like fucking, that was kind of funny. That was
fat joke. Classic. Bah, 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 bah.
You make fat jokes all the time, and I love them.
Not shitty ones like that.
That wasn't too bad.
It was okay.
And then
she is the comic relief.
She seemed like the only funny part at all.
She is.
Yeah. So you have seen it.
I mean, I just know what that character is. Oh, she's okay. Like the mutant in the group. That, yes. Like, no one thought I could sing too, and now I can dance too, and my suit's just bigger than theirs, but it's the same. Like, I have a bigger bow tie.
You have Pitch Perfect 4 script in your back pocket
been
writing?
Pretty much. I got 4, 5, and 6 slated out.
Just waiting on old HW to give me a call.
Fuckers.
Have you seen Daddy's Home?
No, but there's a second one.
Yeah, and it actually looks really good. Mel Gibson plays fucking Mark Wahlberg's dad, which I can't believe he's out of movie prison.
I mean, they let him back in for, like, Meet the Gringo or Get the Gringo, and he directed that fucking war movie.
Yeah.
He's kind of back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's in a pretty... I mean, it's Will Ferrell and
Mark Wahlberg. I like MG, dude.
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, and basically they are... like Will Ferrell's
a dad and a stepdad.
Yeah, but they like each other and like live together. And Mel Gibson's like, you're gonna let this pussy raise your son, and then it pans back and Will Ferrell's sitting next to him. He's like, I feel like you guys want some privacy. And gets up.
And let this pussy raise your son. I don't know.
He's like,
that
doesn't bother you at fucking all that that asshole's gonna be raising your son. He's sitting directly next to him.
I don't think that Mark Wahlberg's funny.
Did you like the other guys?
Not, I mean, there are a few parts, but they were written for him.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you mean like,
it's not like he just has like great timing or he's really funny or his face looks funny. It's more so like they wrote Adam McKee wrote really funny lines for his character to make fun of Will Smith with, or Will Ferrell with.
He has some pretty good lines in Ted as well.
Yeah, that's
he's
what I mean.
He's not bad, but he's not good either.
I like him when he yells, like, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, when he's yelling, he's funny. I think he was funnier when he was in, like, the big hit and shit. Like, young Mark Wahlberg, when he played, like, a dumb pretty boy, like,
idiot.
I liked
him a lot in Boogie Nights.
Yeah,
he was great in that, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
But yeah, Daddy's Home 2, I was actually pretty impressed with. I was like, wow, that actually looks funny. And I was like, wait, there's a first one?
Yeah.
And then I guess they're both in it as well.
It went hot nowhere.
Yeah, it seems like it. That's what's weird that, like, they're making another one. I didn't even know Daddy's Home existed.
They made that Neighbors 2.
Yeah, but Neighbors was actually, like, I remember seeing previews for that. And I saw the first Neighbors, and the second one was that, again, with girls instead of boys. Literally The Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn them.
So lame.
And this other one, okay, so this one opens up with these kids, like, oh, you got detention, all four of you, and fucking there's the pretty one. I was like, are they remaking the fucking Breakfast Club? And, like, there's, like, the black nerdy kid, and there's, like, the white nerdy kid, and there's the outcast girl. And they're cleaning out this basement for, like, that's their punishment at the school for some reason. I don't know. I don't remember ever having to do that ever.
School basement, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we really need to clean this up. This is your fucking detention, dude. So they find this game council.
Oh, yeah.
And they find a game called Jumanji.
I bet they do. It's a video game. It's like a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. And they pop it in and they each pick their characters. And then they're sucked into the game and then they become those characters.
And they go, whoa, this is so old school.
Well, it's funny because the fucking, the girl, she's like, I'll be the curvy scientist. And, like, she's Jack Black. There's some pretty good play. It actually looks pretty fun. It's called Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle. Like, I'm actually kind of, like, stoked. Like, for the Rock's in it. What's that little black guy?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Rock, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black. And then I can't remember the girl, but she's...
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Well, no. What does that mean?
You're just so sexist.
I am. Definitely. That's my misogyny coming out again. Trying to put that back. Hold on a second. I'll look up Jumanji real quick. But yeah, I was actually pretty impressed. I was like, this actually looks kind of fun. Karen Gillan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she plays like the nerdy girl turns into her.
Sorry, Game of Thrones.
Why?
Cause.
Good one. So I think that was all like the fucking, basically all the previews I saw.
Yep.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you've really absorbed a lot of previews.
Yeah, well, those are new movies coming out that aren't Marvel, you fucking cunt.
Oh.
Do you have any other news, Tone? Any other squirrel viewing you saw? That you have to talk about? Any other animals you filmed?
I forgot to pack a lunch one day. And,
oh, no, and I had to eat a squirrel. My best friend I filmed.
I ate that best friend squirrel. He was hiding on the backside of the tree. I knew where he'd be because it was windy. And I fucking took him. I crushed him and ate him.
He didn't cook them?
Just raw?
No. Yeah.
I was running late.
I did forget to mention this. D23 happened. That's the Disney con that they have.
Uh-huh.
They announced the Marvel theme land coming to Disney California Adventure. They also announced, there's another one too, Toy Story Land coming in Hollywood. That's another Hollywood Studios one. So that's California as well.
Yeah.
Walt Disney is getting the immersive Star Wars Resort and plus Star Wars Land. And they're doing a Tron attraction.
Good Lord.
Yeah, isn't that fucking awesome?
I didn't know that kind of shit still sold.
Disney World?
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking insane, especially with what they're doing now with, like, trying to, like, all the properties they have that everybody loves are making their park into that instead of just like, Hawaii, I'm Goofy, look at the Magic Kingdom.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know people still went there because who gives a shit about Mickey?
Right, well, they have, like, everything cool there.
Now they're like, look at these
Star Wars,
fucking sweet
Tron,
lasers
Marvel.
And robots.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like...
Sex everywhere.
They tried to like make it more like Universal Studios. And that fact, like how they had the Mummy ride, the Spider-Man ride, they have like Marvel Island, they have Dr. Seuss Island, like they have themed... Well, at fucking Hogwarts, like that whole like Diagon Alley and shit like that. Like they make it more immersive so as if you're in the movie instead of like visiting a park, if that makes sense.
That's way better.
Dude, like, Universal Studios is probably one of the coolest experiences of my life. You would fucking love Harry Potter World. Like, you would, like, have, like, because I know how much you love Harry Potter, like, the feeling of it. And yeah. It's completely there.
If I could go to Dune World or Tron World, I'd probably blow my brains out after, because I'd be so happy.
Like I said, dude, there's a Tron attraction coming to Disney.
Well,
Magic Kingdom.
There's my out.
I don't know. I think that's the one in Florida, I believe. Yeah, you'll probably get to ride a light cycle.
Yeah, it probably won't fit, though.
And, oh, yeah, there was, like, an Avatar ride that came out, too. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, it's, like, clouds and all that shit.
No, like, you hop, like, on, like, a saddle, and you're, like, you're holding it, like the top of it, but you're on one of those fucking weird dragon things you connect with through the hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And the screen opens, and all this mist happens, and then you're just in Pandora flying around. It's, like, 10 minutes long.
Through
it's
the clouds?
Like super, through the entire Pandora.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not just clouds, asshole.
It's like cloud. It's like you're flying. I said through the clouds, and you said no.
So through the clouds, like the whole thing's through the clouds.
So you're doing? Flying on a dragon. So you're doing what I said.
So they just like taped a fucking video camera to an airplane, and then they just show you that.
You're just a stoop
while you're on a dragon.
Oh no, we're gonna go into a waterfall. Oh god, floating island.
Yeah, no, and you get like
island.
You get like fucking shit sprayed in your face and stuff like that.
I'd love to spray shit in your face.
God, you're such a fucking asshole today. What'd you
started it.
When?
You were a prick from the start.
When?
When you were a little cunt when I first said something. First words, you were a cunt after them.
Oh, yeah, because you were like, hey, inside
joke, a little inside joke just to get a razz out of you, and you had to be a little cunt about it. So if you're going to be a fucking cunt, I'm going to get grouchy.
Aw, he's mad, everyone. All right, so do you want to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections?
Yeah. I saw Spectre.
What'd you think?
It's not as good as GoldenEye.
Really?
Yeah. It's all right. It's
boring. What about Casino Royale?
It's not nowhere near as good as Casino Royale.
Casino Royale is the thing my favorite Bond.
Yeah, it's like a fucking 6 out of 10 Bond.
So it went Casino Royale, and then it went... What was the next one?
Quantum of Solace.
That one was okay. Not amazing.
Yeah, he pours oil in his throat.
And I haven't seen Spectre or Skyfall.
Skyfall, then Spectre would be the way to watch it.
Well, Skyfall's after Spectre, right?
No.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Spectre was the last?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Skyfall was really good.
Skyfall's, yeah, it's because it takes it back to its roots. Like, everything's gone. It's just Bond and his depression.
Yeah, instead of him dealing with that girl dying at the end of Casino Royale.
Yeah, he's not crying in showers. He's
it was
just
weird.
Dying.
Yeah,
he's just
like,
sad.
Quantum of Solace is like, remember how, like, he's so sad. I'm like, that dude, all he does is stick his dick in holes. That's, like, his character. Why is he so sad?
He's always trying to finger bang Moneypenny.
He finally, oh, geez, she's so old.
They made her young now. You're thinking of M.
Oh, wait, who's Moneypenny?
Moneypenny's is like secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're thinking of the giant, like, old director of the fucking MI6.
Yeah, okay, so you didn't do that. Okay, I've been watching The Leftovers. Oh, what do you give Spectre?
6.
So, possible rewatchability.
If it's on TV and I'm really tired.
Unless you're at your dad's, when are you, like, watching television?
That's when I would do.
Okay.
Like, random movies like that are when I might see them.
Yeah. The Leftovers. I've been watching that. It's an HBO show that ended, I think, a year ago. It's 3 seasons. You watched the first episode with us.
Yeah.
I've just got through the first season. It was fucking dope. It's fucked up. Like, the whole, like, premise of the show is that everyone's gone. I know you know this, but I'm explaining for others. Everyone's gone, like, out of nowhere on October 14th, and now they're dealing with it, and there's, like, split-off groups and cults, like, one called the Guilty Remnant that wear all white and chain smoke and stare at people.
Do they explain anything about those assholes?
Yeah, actually, they do a lot. There's so many fucked-up scenes in it. I would definitely recommend that you check out the rest of it. I think you would like it, actually. And especially since you can, like, watch all of it at once, because if I had to watch week-to-week with that show, I would fucking not do it, because it is too hard. It's just, like, too heavy of a show.
What do you give it?
I'm going to say an 8. I'm starting season 2 now. And you know what I fucking hate? Remember how cool those opening credits were for it?
Yeah.
And the song and shit like that? Completely changes. Like a country song. Fucking like with like pictures of people. And like you would enjoy this though. The people that aren't in the pictures are like galaxies. Like it's like they're like cut out. And the and, like, yeah, it's like galaxies.
Who you been sucking? Who you been fucking?
Basically, in the,
where'd you come?
And where'd you go? Because they're gone. but yeah, that was one of the shows I watched. What about you?
I watched Zodiac 1.5 times.
Wow.
Because it was just a really good movie.
1.5 times?
Yeah. because I really didn't know what to watch one night before bed, and I was like, well, I'll just watch the beginning of Zodiac again, because it's got that badass fucking Donovan song in it,
mm-hmm.
where it's like hurdy-gurdy man.
Mm-hmm.
It's really creepy.
Yeah.
I like it so much. It's such a good movie, and it's pretty accurate to like what went on with the Zodiac to an extent. There's a few letters they leave out, and there's certain ways that he killed certain people that are a little more dramatic in the movie, but...
Well, they gotta make it like
something... It works.
Yeah, they gotta make it something like fucking... So people are like, well, that's fucked up.
But Robert Downey Jr. is incredible in that movie. So is Jake Gyllenhaal. So is Chloe Sevigny.
Robert Downey Jr. is in fucking Zodiac?
Yeah, he's the fucking Paul Avery. He's the reporter for the fucking Sun-Times.
I remember fucking...
Dude, he's fucking hilarious, too. He's like a drunk drug addict, like reporter in the 70s.
Weird. I need to rewatch Zodiac. I have it. I just have it. It's been a while. I get that confused with The Soloist a lot. Not storyline-wise, but because it's like set into like, you know...
The world?
Yeah, like it's in the world. No, he's like
One's about like the 60s murders. One's about 2015.
No,
solo.
Journalist and stuff like that. That's what I was saying.
Because he plays a journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he a drug addict, alcoholic, funny journalist in The Soloist, or is he a big old prick?
He's kind of a prick.
Yeah.
I just remember fucking Hulk being in that movie and Jake Gyllenhaal. Those are the two that stick out to me. Which is weird because I love fucking Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, you do. He's drinking, Jake Gyllenhaal's drinking an Aqua Velva in one scene, and it's like bright fucking blue.
Aqua Velva?
It's called Aqua Velva.
Is that like a type of water?
No, I think that's just, I don't know what the fuck it is, but Robert Downey's like sipping whiskey, and he's talking with Jake Gyllenhaal for almost like 3 minutes in the scene, then he's like, this can no longer fucking be avoided. What is that? Like, out of nowhere, like, just in like his like shitty tone, and like, Jake's like, it's called an Aqua Velva. You wouldn't make fun of it if you tried it, and he's like... Oh, okay. Here, fuck. What is this shit on top? Like, throws all the garbage off the top of it because it comes with like limes and lemons and oranges.
That's funny.
Yeah. But then at the end of the scene, they have like 20 of them laying around the table.
He loved it.
Yeah. He's like, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah. I from what I remember, the Zodiac, it was really good.
It's a David Fincher film.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So I also started rewatching Game of Thrones season 6. And that's incredible, obviously. One question I wanted to ask you. Okay. Now, this is kind of spoilers, but not kind of spoilers. Because if you're not this deep into Game of Thrones already, if you haven't seen season 6, then you don't give a fuck anyways.
What are you listening to us for?
Well, and they just don't give a fuck about the show, which is fine. I don't care. Like what you like. But, so, when Bran, this is the first time you've seen him since season 4, I want to say. Season 5, he wasn't in it at all. Season 6, he was in the fucking tree dude.
Yeah.
Okay. And that dude's taking him back in time and showing him what happened with his dad. And he's like, I've been waiting for you for 1,000 years to come.
Yeah.
I think that's Bran.
The old tree dude is Bran.
Yeah, because he was like, you can't stay back in these memories. And if you do, you'll drown in them. And I think what happened is since they're actually in time, because like they can affect things that are happening. You know what I'm saying? Like when he was like, dad, and like Ned turned around.
Yeah.
And then turn back. So obviously they're in time. I think that that dude got stuck in like a time loop and then had to wait for Bran to correct his mistake of staying in that time.
So he needs.
And that's also why he's in the tree and you never see him standing or anything like that because he's still crippled.
He's still holding up.
Well, he's still crippled like Bran.
Tree holds him up like a wheelchair robot.
Yes, exactly. He's like a FDR in a tree.
Ah, I got the polio.
But do you think. I think that that's what that is. I'm pretty sure.
It's a good guess.
I don't think they explain... They don't explain that in season 6, and I'm pretty sure... Spoilers again. He dies, burns alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he go bye-bye.
Yeah.
But then Bran's gonna make it.
Yeah, and... Well,
somewhere.
Yeah, because I think Bran...
Because someone held a door for him.
Yeah, I think Bran is... the Three-Eyed Raven.
Oh.
Because that's how they refer to the dude as well.
Yeah, I think that is his destiny because he's like a cripple fucking like savant who can do this shit and he's learning it. And I think there's some new person. There was a clip of like a new person training him. Like he met someone else.
Oh, really?
To help him. Like do control visions.
Which,
or control the fucking fate of the universe.
Yeah.
To a degree.
I really think he's going to take over one of the dragons.
Yeah, that'd be real dope. Or if. He wanted, he could also take over the fucking...
Well, it has to be like weak-willed people, right? Or like animals.
Yeah, like that's dumb
Hodor,
creatures.
That's
yeah.
why Hodor was able, he was able to step into him and stuff.
So he couldn't step into the fucking like Frost King or whatever.
Oh, that'd be fucking sick.
To let him fucking do that and then like kill all the minions because he raises all the minions.
Right, but I also wonder if he can't step into the dead because aren't they technically dead?
That'd be dope if he could.
So like Jon Snow, he couldn't take over?
Yeah.
Because Jon Snow's technically...
Well, that's good for Jon.
I love the fact that they're like the Lady of the Light, when she brought him back, she's like, what did you see? And he's like, there was nothing.
Not, don't worry about it, lady. You got nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, and she... Cause,
yay!
She's like, the Lord of the Light's like her fucking thing. She's like, did you see the Lord? And he's like, there's nothing. Like, absolutely nothing after this. We just fucking worms meat, bitch. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Well,
why
great.
Are we fighting this war,
and then,
dude?
And then, dude, I love when they're like, don't come back. If you come back, I'll fucking skin you and kill you. Go away.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far into the sixth season yet, and I'm not going to be able to. But tonight, 9 p.m., dude.
What?
Season 7, episode 1.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You've been fucking meh, 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 all fucking day, too.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I have very few things to live for. This is wonderful.
Game of
and
Thrones.
It comes so solemn, like fucking Game of Thrones coming 3 years later.
Yeah, well, no, I mean...
Year and a half.
This one was a long one, yeah.
Fuck me.
Because usually it came out in what, like March?
They're just... Dude, it always like stretched further, yeah.
I think it was like February or March the first time, and then it slowly started getting pushed back and pushed back. But I also read up that it's like it's the highest budgeted show ever.
But it's 7 fucking episodes this season, so like...
That sucks.
It done, and they better be an hour and 5 minutes apiece.
I think what happened, too, is that I think they might have shot both seasons.
That could be.
Because it's like 12 total, or 13. It's like 6 and 7, I think. Yeah. Or 7 and 6, like you said.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah, I really wish it would have been... Or just made it a longer season, but they're just trying to milk the money in contracts for the people, which is kind of nice for them, I guess. Because they get paid... Anytime like they create another season, that's time for them to negotiate another contract.
Yeah.
So technically, they could be paying more, get paid more for stretching it out.
Them bitches should have made a fucking 8-season contract on the first season.
Yeah, I don't know if they knew that it was going to go as far as it. Because, I mean, look at The Leftovers. Like, they're like, here it comes. Everyone's going to love this.
This will be the shit.
Yeah, we're going to make so much money.
Rated show.
Yeah, and that did not do well. But it is good. It's a little hidden gem. I mean, if you like The Wire and those like super talky shows, like that's like it. But with cool concepts, if that makes sense.
Omar's in it?
Oh, I fucking wish. Omar's the man, dude. The Wire's the fucking... I didn't know like what The Wire was, and I just ended up watching the first season. That first season fucking rocks.
Yeah.
And I heard the third season's the best, but I didn't get through season 2 yet. And then I fell off, so I need to rewatch season 2. You been playing any video games lately? Do you see anything else? What are we talking about?
What?
You were literally
rambling.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about...
I saw the Defiant Ones as well.
What'd you think?
It's a documentary about rap and other people.
Was that on HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like Dr. Dre and shit like that, right?
Yeah, it's just weird, though. Like, they have segues to other artists that are, I guess, connected to the producer from Dr. Dre. But, like, it's strange. Like, I'll be like, oh, there's fucking someone from Fleetwood Mac. Here's Iggy Pop.
Oh, I got you.
Here's,
yeah.
I'm like, but it's predominantly just talking about Eminem, Dre, like... Snoop, like
how
that
long
crew.
Was that?
There's 4 episodes.
Sick.
Yeah, they're like
that's
an
HBO,
hour,
right?
Hour a piece. Yeah.
Oh man, I cannot fucking wait to watch that because I saw a commercial for it the other day when I was watching like Leftovers, and don't fucking touch my feet.
Don't fucking look at me.
Well, I have to. You're beautiful.
That's why I hide behind this mic stand so you don't have to look into my dark gay eyes.
It seems like you're cheering up. I like that.
Oh, I'll cheer up when I go fucking. When I fucking rim you after this.
Love get my asshole licked.
No, I'm going to rim you with sandpaper and then drop it balls deep.
Hey.
Ew.
Chihuahua.
No bien. Defiant Ones, yeah, it's good. Like, it's a quality documentary. There's a really fucking crazy part. This is just part of history. It's not something like it's like hidden or special that was in the documentary, but... Before Beats were bought by fucking Apple, Dr. Dre...
Oh, you mean the headphones?
Yeah. Okay. They bought the company for $3 billion.
Yes, that's insane.
It's stupid.
You know how much Star Wars cost? $4
billion. Wow.
They bought it for $3 billion? You're kidding.
Something like that. Something real stupid.
I'll look it up, but go ahead.
Real stupid amount of money.
Oh, internet, be fucking slower ever.
It was like... It was probably like, it was something like, it was a deal that took like a year or two.
Anyways, they bought it.
But they were like 6 weeks away from finalization, meaning like about a million hours in lawyers and shit like this.
And Dre pulled a gun on him.
And no, Dre took a fucking, Tyrese, the dude from Fast and the Furious 2. Really good movie. Watch it.
Yeah.
It's got a
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Of people. Yeah, it's Too Fast, Too Furious. It's rated PG-13.
Too watchable, more like it.
Yeah. Too so good to fucking not own.
I have three copies.
Yeah, yeah. I bought them all at the $5
Blu-ray,
Walmart bin.
VHS
yeah.
and fucking DVD.
Jesus. I burnt rubber over one, so I had to buy another.
Yeah, my Laserdisc is coming in this week.
So Tyrese was, I guess, just with Dre, and he posted a fucking video. And it's this video where it's like, we out here, motherfucker, we're making money. Yeah, Apple, pay us, bitch. Like, all this shit. Just like, we're going to be set now. Like, you're going to see shit change now. Like, and literally, Dr. Dre's in the background just like, yeah, let's get it done. Let's get it done. Like, and he nearly
ruined the deal.
Fucked himself out of.
Wow.
The stupidest. Dude, he admits it on the documentary. He's like, one of the top three most embarrassing moments of my life. Like, I cannot apologize enough for it now. Fuck me then. Fuck me now. Like, good God. What an asshole.
Well, I guess
for letting it happen.
Yeah,
for letting it be produced. For just even saying, like, yo, we got a deal coming, homies. Like,
especially on fucking
get
camera.
Get ready. And Apple's like, yo, we don't tell people about bullshit till it's done. What are you doing on Instagram, you crazy? You're like, crazy. Drinking and being like, we got bitches. No, Apple don't got bitches. This is a lot of money. Calm down. Did you see what the buy price was?
Do you remember when I typed like 3 minutes ago?
Yeah.
That just showed up.
Perfect. So I'll just read a chapter of a book while we wait.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what here's are we reading the today? Rabbit and the Hare.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The tortoise and the hare?
Same thing.
The rabbit and the hare. They tied. Anyways.
What's a hare?
It's a rabbit.
That's the name of a rabbit?
Yeah, that's why it's called the tortoise and the hare. That, like, he was facing off with a rabbit.
What's a tortoise, though? Is that like a turtle?
It is. You're right, dude.
Crazy.
Billion. Yeah. Apple paid $3 billion to buy Beats. That's fucked up.
And now we got lots of Beats.
I can't believe Disney was like $4 billion. If I was Lucas, I would have been like, maybe those headphones
maybe
got bought for
three.
Maybe
it's because it doesn't churn money the way a fucking product line does nonstop all day, every day for the media. 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, you could make millions every day off them.
Have you seen the apparel, toys?
No, I'm saying like you're not going to buy a shirt every day.
Personally, but people, the same person is going to buy the Beats by Dre.
I don't think Star Wars is as popular as headphones.
I beg to differ.
I don't.
That's crazy.
It sold for only $4 billion for an entire franchise. A pair of headphones sold for $3
billion. Not a pair, the whole fucking company.
It's like a company, yeah.
Now, is Beats, like, is that his production company as well? Do they own rights to music from that?
No, not at all.
So they just own the
Interscope is his record company.
So they just own the line of headphones and things that are off that.
Yeah, they just bought his design for headphones and his company for him.
That's wild. Do you used to have a pair of Beats?
I do. I have a pair of your Beats, the little pills that go in your ear.
Oh, yeah. I want to try those next time we record to see if they work better for you than those.
Oh, you'd get a fucking
adapter? I have it. It's right there. Quarter inch to eighth. That's what they are, right?
Oh, we're going to pull that little rig closer to me?
Oh, are they short?
Well, a little 3-footer, yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Maybe
I think I might actually have an extension.
I know what you're thinking they were, but yeah, no, they're just the little like fucking like plug-in ones from like an iPhone when you get a phone.
Oh,
they're that style.
Okay.
They're not nice or anything.
Got you.
They're $99.
Yeah, they're not nice or anything. They're just $100. These mixing headphones that I'm wearing were $50 more than that. And these things are like the professional.
Dude, we have
like,
the $499 studio Beats at my work.
That's crazy.
We have fucking $700 Bose and B&H too.
Bose are the shit.
Not B&H, K&H or something like that.
B&H is that fucking website that sells like camera shit.
It's a brand like that, like BNN or something like that, that make
B&M.
Dude, literally like fucking inlays of like, you know, rich mahogany and like gold veneer and shit in them. I'm like, does that help the tone or is that part of the like?
The wood actually, it might, because sound travels better through wood. Like, I noticed that, like, when we play, like, wood stages, people that have wheels on their cabinets, they don't sound as full, but if your cabinet's on the floor, it travels through the floor better.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Conduction.
Yep, sure.
Mm-hmm. Thermodynamic.
Oh, vibranium. Mm-hmm.
Mm, lasers.
All right, so the last thing that I saw was Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, really?
Finally went and saw it, Tone.
Really?
It fucking rocked.
Guess who would be at Spider-Man Homecoming right now if it wasn't for some little doucher?
Boy, I thought you were going to go see it at 1:30 today.
I don't know, man. I'm on the fence.
Why?
It's so pretty out.
It's like gray.
Oh, no, it's nice.
I know. I mean, it's supposed to be like 80 or something today.
It's good.
The
like
weather. I can't read.
Hey, today is a nice day out.
Why don't you,
little sunny, kind of overcast.
Why don't you ride your bike around for a little bit, then ride to the theater, and then watch it, and then fuck off from home?
I mean, I'll be at home, and I'm not going to fuck off at home.
No, I'm saying, like, why don't you drive up to the theater and then come home afterwards?
Maybe
not
I'll
drive up, ride up.
Ride up.
That's what I'm saying. Do you, like, lock your bike when you leave it in a...
There's a steering lock you can put on it.
But someone could technically...
If someone wants to lift my 200-pound bike into their pickup truck, it'll be at Cinemark today at...
Yeah, don't worry. I'll put this episode out after
you're
at the
theater. Cool, man, because they're going to really want that dirt bike.
I don't want my boy getting fucking stolen
no,
from.
It's one of the easiest bikes to steal, because...
It's
kind of
light.
One very strong person can toss it in a
pickup
truck.
Too easily, though.
Too easy.
Yeah, that's
you fun. And me, easy as fucking pie.
We'll just go around stealing dirt bikes.
You just pick the front end up, I'll pick the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pick up the wheel.
Well, it's weird. It's not weird. It's just stupid simple, because if you don't mind scratching a bike up, if you can get the front wheel into the pickup truck bed, it's just
you
lays
just
in there.
Yeah. But yeah, I highly suggest you go see it. You're going to love the fuck out of it. Yep, he whips a lot of webs. It's really fucking dope. There's this really cool thing with his suit, very Iron Man-esque.
Yeah, I imagine.
That will come in later in the thing. There's also some really awesome Easter eggs, one of which I know that you're not going to get, because it's from the Ultimate Spider-Man universe. I know you don't read at all. What's up, bud?
I don't know how to read.
You're fine. That's
I'm playing with it, but I'm listening.
It's not going to fall. You're good.
Okay.
I saw that earlier. I don't know why it's fucked up. Anyways, there's a guy called the Prowler in it.
Okay.
And the Prowler in the comic books is Miles Morales' dad. Or not dad, uncle.
Okay.
Which, in turn, takes Miles Morales, like, on one of his, like, heists.
Yeah.
And he becomes the new Spider-Man after Peter Parker dies.
Oh.
And the Ultimate Spider-Man. So they kind of, like, leave you with, like, oh, shit, that might be, like... The first
hinting,
Black Spider-Man.
Hinting to that
in
future?
This universe, yeah. Like, maybe Peter Parker dies in Infinity War.
I was going to say, are there two Spider-Mans ever? Or does one just take over the mantle, like...
Yeah, because in Ultimate Comics, Peter Parker is shot by the Punisher.
In the face?
Chest, I think.
Oh, okay.
Dies in Captain America's arms. And then Miles Morales gets the powers and then dresses up as Spider-Man. And people are like, whoa, too soon, you
Same
piece
way?
Of shit. What do you mean?
With the bite?
Little
it's, spidey bite.
It's Osborn or
some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a spider bite, but he definitely does have like the same like type of thing.
No, I was thinking like a fucking Nightwing bat, like comes in and hits him in the eye with a fucking stinger.
Nightwing bat.
Yeah, like some sort of mutant bat comes in with like a big old bee stinger and hits him. Kapow! And then he goes, Kah! And then runs away. And then you go, that was weird.
I don't know what I'm gonna turn.
My hands all hairy and sticky. No change there.
Because I jerk off so much, my pubes are long. No, but yeah, so they, like, allude to that, which is pretty cool, and then, like, I don't know, dude, you're gonna love Michael Keaton so much, and Ned.
I love Michael Keaton already.
Right, but, like, I mean, you're just gonna be so happy that Marvel did that.
Yeah.
Instead of go with a different villain, because he's perfect for it. There's a part in the movie that's gonna fucking blow your brain out. It looks fucking awesome. There's so much cool tech in it, too. The alien tech that they use in it, dude, you're gonna be so fucking stoked on.
I mean,
because like the Vulture got like I don't even want
to
say.
Literally, I have a few things standing in my way before I get to it.
Yeah, I really think you should go see it today.
Then you just hear like a big thud, just hit you over the head, and just head out.
Oh, you
I knocked him out. I'm headed to the movies. See you guys.
You could just leave.
No, man, I want to be dramatic, dude. Yeah. This is like a award winning podcast.
Gotcha. I give Game of Thrones 9.5/10, and Spider-Man: Homecoming. I'm going to say a 9. Like it's fucking
really
awesome. Well, one, they gave you a Spider-Man that actually felt like Spider-Man.
And you're biased.
True. And I've said that to people before. That's why, like, when someone's like, hey, what do you think of Spider-Man? I'm like, ask Josie, because she doesn't really like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And she was like, that movie's fucking fun.
Okay.
And that holds up. But I'm saying from, like, a fan point of view that likes Spider-Man, especially the Ultimate Spider-Man, which seems what they're doing.
Yeah.
The whole Marvel Universe seems like it's from the Ultimate Universe. But, like, they do it so well.
So, you relate to Peter Parker and I'm your fat friend with the Death Star Legos.
You're the Ned?
Yeah.
No, not at all, because I'm not talented, smart, or like ripped, so.
Okay.
And I don't have special powers.
Okay.
And if I did, I probably wouldn't be like as nice as Peter Parker is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
But I would like to think of myself like that. I can put myself, when I read Spider-Man, I can put myself in that book. That was one of the first books that I read, and I was like, oh, that's cool, he's a kid. I could do that.
Yeah.
Well, if I...
Like when I first read Punisher, I was like, ah, it reminds me just of myself.
Yeah, you were reading the war journals.
Yeah. Da Nang.
Punisher war journals is fucking sick. But yeah, I mean, you just like, that was like one of the first, like comic books are just stories that I read that I enjoyed. That was the first time I could put myself inside of that and be, because like Stan Lee said, he's like, anyone can be Spider-Man, he has a mask.
Yeah. Who do you most identify with in fantasy, comic fantasy?
Well, do you mean like, who do I most identify with, like in the fact like who's most like me?
Yeah, not most who do you want to be. More like, I'm reminded of myself in that character.
Well, I mean, Spider-Man usually has his ways, like, paved with good intentions, and he fucks up everything usually. So I guess him.
Okay.
In that sense. And like, he is, like, but he's also trying to fight for the little guy, which I am the little guy, which is another reason why I like him.
Yeah.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Like, he's not usually trying to stop, like, a world-threatening thing. He's just like, God damn it, Scorpion's out stealing shit again.
Yeah.
Gotta go whoop his ass. But yeah, and he's also, like, quippy little douche, too. That sort of thing, you know, that's kind of me.
Yeah, you know, I was like, nail on the head.
Yeah, I mean, are you Spider-Man?
You're a sparky little piece of shit, so yeah.
That's kind of how he is. And, like, he's the younger one, always kind of, like, not really understanding, like, why he can't be a part of the big boy.
It reminds me of, like, a child Ant-Man.
Yeah, in a sense.
Like, Ant-Man's sort of like a fucked up, shitty adult, which makes him seem like a fucking
child,
infant to the other people.
Well, it's weird. Like, someone said that, like, people that don't have children never truly grow up because they never have the responsibility that they need to
grow up.
Isn't
it tight?
Yeah.
It's so tight.
But it is kind of weird. We are in, like, an arrested development.
Completely.
In a sense, because...
Completely. Because I don't even have a giant animal, like, to take care of.
Or, like a business.
If that thing gets... That cat gets too sick again, it's like, flip a coin. Don't know if we have the money for it. Like, a big dog, like, a investment in even an animal that represents, I guess, more of a fucking, like, idea of a child. Haven't even gone there yet.
Yeah.
Couldn't take care of a fucking, like, spider monkey if I tried. Probably couldn't take care of, like...
Wait. Were you thinking about getting a spider monkey?
Well, no, like, maybe like a sugar glider or like...
I heard sugar gliders are fucking insanely hard to take care of.
Exactly.
And same with like chinchillas. You got to give them dirt baths.
Yeah, put the powder on them and just let them roll in it.
Yeah, you give them like these little like boats and then you just pour the powder in and they just fucking throw it everywhere.
They can't get wet.
Yeah, it's like a gremlin. Yeah.
Bazingo! Pow!
I got punched in the face.
No, I honestly, I do agree that, like, there's an arrested development because there's even, I could feel a distinction when I'm at work.
Yeah.
To people that have kids and are at my work with me as opposed to not.
Especially the shit that they talk about.
Exactly that. But, like, honestly, like, when I tell people, oh, I just turned 31 at work, they're like, huh? You seem 26.
Yeah.
You seem really 26 all day, every day, the way you look. Your energy, your comedy, like, obviously my mannerisms and my discussions, but...
Well, you're born off
even
YouTube,
even my
why.
Fucking handsome, rugged, authentic, you know, good looks.
Yeah.
Like, my clear skin and my powerful beard and my piercing eyes and, like, my
wonderful...
They are
like knives.
Knives to the soul.
Yeah.
And the titties.
Ooh, nice.
My eyes are knives to your titties.
Yeah. Tony's been fired from 4 jobs for sexual harassment with his eyes.
Goddamn eyes just keep killing people.
Yeah, he's got those titty knives. That's what he calls cyborgs.
No, I agree, though. And it is sort of like a strange thing. Like, so I would identify probably with someone who in all walks of life is more of like the fucking lackadaisical, like, lone wolf or wanderer or someone who's against traditional
kinda
fucking
like
values. Yeah.
Yeah, Deadpool's definitely like the one. He's like, I just do shit for myself. I'm a fucking mercenary that peels.
Yeah, same thing with Punisher. Like, I like the idea of him just being
Punisher's
like,
more
I'm
so driven,
against it all.
Well, Punisher is more so driven by vengeance, so you don't have that.
No, not yet. But I don't have anything. There's very few things in my life that I would, like, I guess if they died or got killed in horrible ways,
yeah, like your
family. I would be like, time to avenge.
Yeah.
There's very few things. But goddamn, if I had a kid and someone killed my kid, what?
Yeah.
I can fathom that rage. And some of my favorite movies are based on, like, fucking, like, kill you because you killed what I love rage.
Yeah.
It's great shit.
John Wick.
Fuck, I forget that fucking name of the movie. It's in the vein of John Wick, but it has Kevin Bacon in it. God damn it. It's a really fucking hardcore movie where he like gets the shit kicked out of him the whole time because these gangsters killed his kid. And he eventually like looks like a fucking marauder and goes into their like base camp and like butchers all of them and fucking...
Do you know what year?
I'd say like 2013.
Oh, wow. New?
Yeah, it's kind of new. Like 2010 maybe at the latest.
Have you ever Wicker Man or Hollow Man? No, it's
which
not Hollow
one?
Man.
Hollow Man's where he's invisible.
Yeah,
Wicker Man's with the fucking
the
basket.
The pedophile?
Wicker Man is, the basket of bees on his head.
Is that the cover?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Wicker Man was a remake with, what the fuck is his name?
Kevin Bacon?
That stupid asshole Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no, my bad. It's like Wicker Park or something.
Oh, Wicker Park, yeah.
Is that Kevin Bacon?
That came up. Yeah, that's...
Is he a pedophile?
That is Josh Hartnett, close.
Dang.
And Matthew Lillard.
Is he a pedophile?
No. And Matthew Lillard? Let me see here. Pedophile. Let me just look for the restaurant where...
Let me see here. Pedophile.
Blah, 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 talking on the phone. Yeah, no, I have no clue what this fucking movie's about.
Hang on a second.
A young Chicago advertising executive believes a woman that he sees in a cafe is his long lost love.
Like I said, it's not it.
A walking wah-wah, blah-blah-blah, sloppy blue-blue.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Tour de Pharmacy.
Wow.
That's on, whatchamacallit, HBO Go.
Did you watch it?
No, I saw it and I was like, oh, that looks kind of neat.
Oh, yeah, pretty neat.
Let's see.
What a beaut.
Well, he was in Super? I didn't know that either. I don't remember him in Super.
Who?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. He's in a lot of random shit.
Yeah, The Woodsman. That was way off.
Wow. And that was one you saw and talked to everyone about.
What do you mean?
Like, you were into The Woodsman when you saw it.
Not into it. I was like, it's really fucked up.
You were into it, dude.
No, into it more like, I was like into Spider-Man. Wicker Man was just kind of like, Jesus Christ, this is insane that they made this. It's weird that they make movies about fucking pedophiles.
Oh, Death Sentence. Is the name of the film I was
talking
about.
That's a remake, right?
I mean, I don't know, but he looks fucked up in it.
Holy
dicks. Yeah,
like 2007. That
like, they nearly kill him. And
the cover looks like fucking Godfather.
Yeah, it's like just like that small silhouette of the white suit,
or maybe
white shirt under the suit.
Am I thinking of something else?
Carlito's Way has that cover.
Carlito's Way.
The Godfather cover is like that.
Okay.
It's got Don Corleone, and then it just says The Godfather.
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah. I watched part of The Score with Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro, Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Just part of it, so I didn't really want to bring it up. But
sure.
Marlon Brando, Jesus Christ, like, that cat is a fucking Jabba the Hutt before he was dead. Like, his last 20 years of life, he's like, I saw this movie, and I really want to be like this one character forever. I'm a billionaire. And I have lots of fucking accomplishments. I mean, he was rich as fuck. Millions. Put it, yeah, millions.
Yeah, all right.
But he's like, I want to be like a fucking, kind of like a kingpin, ex-gangster, fucking like overlord dude who just kind of spits out a bunch of random shit and sits in like loungers with like hookahs and wine and cheeses and
so
fucking
like
grapes.
The caterpillar from fucking
kind of, yeah.
Alice in Wonderland.
But he gets kind of carted around by his fucking minions like Jabba.
He's got a salacious crumb.
In the movie, it's so funny. He moves a little bit. Every scene, though, I'd say 9 out of 10 scenes he's in a sauna, just sitting down, like, in the sauna. Or he's in this big lounger chair in this, like, herb garden, like, with all these plants around him, just sipping wine and eating cheese. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Marlon, you are a fucking plant. Like, they were like, you want to be in the movie? He's like, only standing 1 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
It's in my contract.
I love De Niro.
It's in my contract.
We made him a good movie back in the day.
He made me an offer I could not refuse. Sitting in grapes.
$20 million for 7 minutes on the screen.
While sitting. Oh,
no, really, it is. Like,
sweet lord.
Something he made was like twice the budget, or twice the pay of like Robert De Niro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was almost like, you know, like if you wanted.
Edward fucking God damn it.
Norton?
Edward Norton's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said his name.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that part. I heard Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando.
Yeah. But Score's pretty good. I think they thought it was going to be greater than it was.
Yeah.
Because of
that's
like,
a pretty high
like,
profile.
Hiring Marlon Brando means that they had some sort of fucking like real big fucking
cash.
They had like hopes and dreams for it. They're like, dude, this movie's gonna be as dope as Heat. It's gonna be as slick as fucking Godfather.
Heat's
like,
the shit though.
Fucking Heat is the shit.
What's the, I always do this, but what's the one with Vincent D'Onofrio where he's the meth dude, Huggy Bear?
That's Salt and Sea.
Salt and Sea. Fucking damn it, that movie rocks.
I got you. I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Because it's like liver hearts instead of brain. Whew. Or it's, oh God, so creepy. What a fucking character.
All right, so for the last bit of weekly recommendations and rejections that I have, I beat The Force Unleashed and fucking rocked, took down a fucking Star Destroyer by myself, and then murdered the Emperor. Which doesn't really, wait, no, I got killed by the Emperor.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Isn't there like a couple ways to beat that game?
Who knows?
Is there a couple ways to skin that cat?
Well, not if you want it to be like part of the fucking...
Right, because you die at the end and then Vader's like, I was kidding. Ha 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 ha. I don't know if that's what happened.
I didn't know this guy.
Yeah, who's he, right?
What a crazy loon.
Yeah, I tried to kill him. He was my apprentice. Guess he got brought back to life. Then you're like a twin in the next one. Not a twin, you're a clone. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, that's all it is like you dying didn't mean much because there's 50 of you.
Yeah, that's what's kind of cool. But, that was a blast. I had a lot of fun. Fucking Nine Deep Impact's definitely playable again.
Cool.
But I started playing Dead Space, the first one.
Yeah.
Which I mentioned on the podcast probably almost a year ago when I was playing it for the first time. And I got stuck on Chapter 11 in an elevator getting killed by fucking, what are they called?
Necromorph.
Necromorph, yeah. Getting killed by two necromorphs. This time around, I'm playing a lot smarter, Tone.
Good boy.
Didn't pick up the old plasma rifle.
Yeah.
You fucked that thing.
Yeah.
Flamethrower, fucked that thing.
Yeah.
All I got was that cutter.
Yeah.
And, the razor blade thing that shoots out the razor blade, and you just hold it and just fucking severs everything. And then the line rack and the plasma cutter.
Plasma cutter's my favorite weapon because it's so fast.
Now, when you play Dead Space, what's your go-to for your power nodes?
Oh,
what do you upgrade first?
I usually don't fuck around too much with status.
Stasis. Yeah, I don't either.
Air, I don't give a shit because all the parts that have air, I usually beat in time. So I might put one node to air.
Also, you have, if you get the suit, it ups your air.
Yeah.
It ups your air and your health, I think. But you can also use power nodes to up your health and your air, too, I believe.
I mainly use nodes on fucking gun speed for reload, gun speed for capacity, or capacity, reload, fire rate, and then HP on my suit.
Yeah, see, I do my suit, and then I've, like, upped my plasma cutter.
Yeah, you could literally get through the game by just putting nodes into nothing but power for your suit and one weapon.
Yeah, that's
basically weapon will do everything.
That's basically what I'm doing right now. I didn't know that the line cutter shot grenades.
Yeah.
Shot one in an elevator, killed myself.
Bingo.
Yep. I was like, damn, where'd that come
checking
from?
Checking the secondary fire on a weapon after you get it is very important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not just kind of going with it and be like, I wonder what. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's going to flip it like vertically, like the plasma cutter.
Nah,
it's going to shoot a grenade at me.
No, some of the secondary fires are garbage, in my opinion, or the I forget plasma they one? Work. Ugh. Yeah.
I'm on by chapter 3, I already had the third suit.
All right. Yeah. So,
why were you looking
at that?
You're
doing great. Oh, it's just, I was just seeing what time it was on the podcast.
Oh, were you, is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just checking it.
Wrap it up.
I just want to go eat breakfast.
Oh, you had cereal.
That was a hold me over, bitch. There's bacon waiting for me somewhere else.
Some cold bacon.
Fuck off, man.
Dead Space, I'm really enjoying it, though, and I can't wait to play 2 and 3. Did you finish 2?
No, not yet.
Oh, you abandoned it? Are you going to?
I'll get to it. I got to watch 3 seasons of The Leftovers.
I'm only watch the first season.
Did you abandon it? I've played this for a year.
No, I abandoned it a while ago. I played it like straight for like.
It's not
a
abandoned.
Week.
It's still in the system.
Yeah, but I mean, I restarted the entire game. I wasn't about to go from chapter 11 and on. I like the storyline of Dead Space 2. It's fucking dope, and I can't wait to play the second one because I heard that one's the best.
It's creepy.
Yup. All right. So, do you have anything else that you saw?
Nope.
Right now, Dead Space is 8 deep impacts, 8.5.
Okay.
All right. So,
see if it fucks you up.
Yeah, and I'm like, 5 deep impacts, I can't believe it, I died at the same time.
Got jammed up in chapter 3.
Alright, no, I'm on chapter 5 already, bitch. Okay, so, let's hop into Test of Tony. You watched, The Thing.
I did, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell.
Lay it on me, bro.
It's a really, really awesome movie, man. Yudi hadn't heard of it. This guy we know hadn't heard of it.
faithful listener of the podcast, yeah. Game loser.
Yugi. Game loser. What a loser. Doesn't know animals, doesn't know anything about movies.
Yeah, we played Heads Up this weekend, and Yudi got shit-faced on Moscow Mule and was like, I can beat you guys in fucking Heads Up, which is a game where it's a trivia game, basically. You have to get clues to your partner, and they have to guess the movie or animal, and they lost both badly, him and Josie.
Oh, yeah.
Not Josie's fault, though. She's insanely good at the game. Yudi is just a...
Oh, worst partner someone could have asked for.
Sack of shit when it comes to Heads
what
Up.
What a piece of shit.
Didn't want to call him that.
He called him a sack of shit.
Yeah, a sack of shit like he's useless. Not a piece of shit like he's like a, like a bad human.
Oh, no, I just meant like his game skills looked like someone put a piece of shit on the game.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like see a piece of shit on his forehead. Right. Instead of the... Dude...
Got it.
When he couldn't fucking whip the phone.
Oh my god. She's like, no, dude, get
thought he's gonna break his arms.
Oh god damn, yeah, his little bird bones.
All right. I love you, Yudi. Okay,
you
so
too. Thanks for the vacuum.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, the
fuck.
Thing he hadn't seen the thing, and I was like, holy fuck, bro, you really should see this.
Well, haven't heard of it either, right?
Some of the yeah, no. And some of the best practical effects, they're so fun.
Ever.
Every creature in the film is so unique. They're so cool. Like spider legs coming out of decapitated heads upside
yes,
down with two
rocked.
Eyes. Cool, cool shit all around. Really fucking like pumped on the overgore. It's fantastic. It's fucking isolationist, which I like. Mm-hmm. It's very whodunit. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
no one trusts anyone.
Well,
it's Clue.
Yeah, it's Clue because the thing can actually take over a human.
It's
and,
assimilation. Yeah, it's
right.
awesome.
And then it comes apart and becomes the creature.
Yeah, and like...
I really want to see the first incarnation of the thing. What it looked like when it landed on the Earth.
I don't know if the first alien they find is the original thing.
No.
Because they find something in the ice
okay,
that they were digging up with the ship.
Yeah. Do you remember the... let's see. The movie begins with them, with the dog running, right?
From the Swedes that found the ship and dug it up.
Now, they have a canon film that's a prequel to The Thing, called The Thing, that just came out not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it ends with that dog running. So the alien's been there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I think the dog was infected or something like that.
Yeah, that's just it. It wasn't a dog.
Yeah, that was The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first incarnation you see in the...
And it ends with another dog running.
Yeah, always.
Dude, it's nothing but dogs running to like spread this awesome fucking infection.
Through Antarctica.
And it would take 27,000 hours to infect the entire world and assimilate the whole world.
Yeah.
It's so fucking dope.
Yeah. The Thing is fucking rad. And like you said, it reminds... If you've seen The Void and haven't seen The Thing, watch The Thing. Because you'd be like, wow, I understand where they got all this shit from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kurt Russell's awesome.
Yeah, he uses the fuck out of a flamethrower.
Dude, and I love this fucking film because it's so unrealistic. On an Antarctic research base.
Yeah.
Science.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking science.
Science.
Get two flamethrowers up there. Bring them on up. I'm going to need 20 shotguns, 20 assault rifles. We're going to need a gun case. We're going to need fucking... We're going to need weed. We're going to need liquor. We're going to need all this shit.
Well, that movie came out in, what, the 80s?
Yeah, to where everyone was just like, why don't you go get the fucking... Why don't you go get the tank out of the back for this mission?
Yeah, I guess like...
But we're in space. Doesn't matter. We brought one.
Well, we're in Antarctica. Why do you need a tank? I don't know. We just
exactly.
Have it.
Like, what the fuck are you using fucking machine guns for?
Definitely like what...
At the pole.
Yeah, definitely like what Dead Space did with like the whole like, oh, well, practical like things that are used as weapons.
Yeah. There's no practicality to a shotgun in Antarctica.
Flamethrower, keep you warm.
I guess... As opposed to a match with some sticks.
Who's got time for that?
Boring. Light my shit on fire. It's fucking awesome, man. Like, it is very fucking... there's this cool part where they have to put fucking blood in little dishes. And he heats up a copper wire. And
yeah.
Since the alien is not a fucking organism in and of itself. Like, it doesn't just have one brain. Like, every molecule is trying to survive.
Yes.
Individually. So when he burns it with the copper wire, dude, you think like it's got scare moments that you wouldn't expect because I'm like, all right, so if he burns a little bit of blood with this thing, it's just going to kind of sizzle or like move away. Goddamn thing pops up like a fucking 2-foot alien out of the little vial when he hits it. It's like, he's like, motherfucker, and like everyone falls back. And even I was like, Lord, didn't see that fucking bastard coming. Thing just like grew out of nothing. Like it was awesome. It's so fucking unrealistic and fun. Like when I say unrealistic and fun, you could have nightmares because this movie is super fucking, like, it's cheeky to the point that, like, it looks a little phony now.
Yeah.
But the practical effects, well, if you understand them, are so good.
Yeah. I mean, like, of course, like, a movie from that time is going to look dated.
Yeah, but I, yeah,
but at the same time, it is good. Like, it's, like, up there with, like, Alien, in my opinion.
I think it's, like, award-winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give it a fucking 8.5. It's one of my favorite, like,
horror movies.
Movies.
For sure.
Awesome.
The first time I saw the thing, I was like, this is so fucked up cool.
Yeah.
Such a good, and it's very much like Alien in the sense of, like, survival, isolation. But yeah, you're right. It has the, like, clue elements of it, which are really cool, like the non-trusting of, like, their crew and stuff like that. It's a good flick. I was going to watch it, but it was in your room, so I ended up just watching more Game of Thrones. All right, let's hop into movie of the week.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you bring it in?
What did we watch?
You made me watch Astronaut Farmer.
Yeah, sure did.
Billy Bob Thornton. Not an award winner.
Unlike this podcast.
I'm not sure if he lost a bet or the studio lost a bet. But it is about what you think. It's a fucking guy who owns a farm. He doesn't work on said farm. He is a farm owner. I don't see him ever doing any fucking farming.
No, he's got cattle. That's the first scene in the movie is that he's in a space.
One calf.
No, but he brings back
one calf.
But to all the other fucking cattle.
Yeah, he just puts it down.
But I'm saying, like, there's more than one calf.
He worked 5 minutes. He wonders why he's in debt.
No, there was 5 minutes in the movie.
He's a loser.
No, the reason why he's in debt
he's
is
so bad at his job.
The reason why he's in debt is because he fucking spends $600,000 on making a fucking rocket.
Yeah, so
that somehow is built $300,000 less halfway through the movie.
Classic, yeah. So he's building this rocket in his fucking barn, and
by the way, his last name was Farmer.
Exactly. Okay. So there's such cool meaning there.
No, I thought you were like, they keep calling him Farmer. I never saw him Farmer. I was like, well, his last name
is his Farmer. His name is Farmer. No, I'm saying he's a farmer named Farmer who doesn't farm.
Yes.
Yep.
Irony at its best.
Classic, classic Thornton. Man, oh man, this film. It was like Phenomenon in its corniness and shittiness, but shittier.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
John Travolta was funnier than anything in this film ever even
Tried to be. Yeah.
It didn't even try. It didn't have intensity. Literally, when he fucking... There's a point in this movie,
Yeah, you can... this one isn't as, like, a good one to where it's like, you should really
see
this.
Man, God in heaven, go rent it. He fucking tries to take off.
In the rocket.
With the fucking, I guess, his fucking, like, Gatorade alcohol mix for fucking fuel, because he couldn't get good fuel.
Right.
And fucking puts it right on the ground, drops it on the ground, and then shoots himself from fucking 5 miles away.
Yes, breaks a bunch of ribs.
Breaks his fucking everything, and, like, he's just crying about it and getting angry at chairs because his leg's broke. And
no, he can't move well.
Oh, he's such a fucking cry. Oh, my giant, like, podunk rocket didn't take right off and go into orbit.
Yeah.
Sucks. Dude.
And in all honesty, had it, like, fucking ended there, and, like, it shows him that, like, the real importance is his family, and that's what he wants, like, that's what he should be thankful for, not this fucking, like, pipe dream that he's trying to achieve, but instead, his fucking wife, like, her dad...
Sacrifices.
Her dad dies, leaves her, like, $300,000, they could pay off all the fucking bullshit that they owe to the bank, instead she gives it to that motherfucker, and she's like, build another rocket, babe.
Yep.
You really
Without
want
the rocket,
it.
We're nothing.
Without the rocket, we're a dysfunctional family, is the fucking quote of the movie.
Yep. She's like, if we don't have this fucking crutch to lean on,
well, no, it's weird.
We're
it's like,
just going to crumble.
Hey, you remember that thing that almost tore this family apart? We need that.
We need one more. And don't go dying on us, because we need you. Get into a giant fuel-filled rocket.
TLC has never been righter when they said, don't go chasing waterfalls down.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used
shitty
to.
Shitty story short, he goes into space.
Yes, and does like 9 orbits. Almost runs out of oxygen, lands like fucking a mile away from his house.
Yeah, just parks it right in the backyard. And then the
he's like, I might miss the backyard, Shepard.
God damn.
Dude, Shepard
who's
Farmer.
Who's your flight coordinator? My 15-year-old son. He's the best there is, the best there was.
Dude, Shepard Farmer.
Shepard Farmer.
Fucking what?
Shepherd Farmer, and everyone's going to the moon and making puns about moons and like fucking moon jokes. And no. I made a fucking planet pancake. Fuck me.
I don't like Jupiter.
Ew, it was Venus, but it spread out. I hated it.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just one of those things like there's a reason Astronaut Farmer never really like
took
I
off.
I was hurt, and I never heard legend of its greatness.
Hey, but we saw it.
Billy Bob, you have some greats under your belt. This was not one of them.
Yeah, I will agree.
I'm gonna give this one a hot 3.
I'd give it a 4.
Okay. Nice of you. Nice of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So
next, the studio thanks you for your rating.
You're welcome, studio. So next week, Test of Tony, we already decided, is going to be Best in Show.
Yeah.
Which are you excited for?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, I dig those movies. Like, A Mighty Wind is my favorite movie from that director. Like, yes. Those dry style movies.
Super, super dry.
Yeah. Same cast in Best in Show.
It's all about, like, the awkwardness of, like,
yeah,
real life.
They're all real mutantly awkward people that
yes.
just don't notice anything. Yeah.
But in turn, make them kind of like a gem.
Yeah, they're cute. So we'll see. I kind of half and half. I saw it a long time ago, so we'll see.
And then movie of the week is going to be Frailty.
With my boy, Bill Paxton.
Oh, shit.
And Matthew McConaughey.
The recently deceased Bill Paxton.
Yes. R.I.P.
R.I. fucking P. And just like this podcast.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you, too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball. basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.